NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore spends a lot of time keeping up on the war and politics and other news. But sometimes an event from the world of entertainment is so big that he has to take notice.
Let me straight out admit that I never was a Sopranos fan. And so when the 8-year-old crime family drama concluded by suddenly going to black during an unresolved scene, I didn't share in the consternation that registered across the country. My friend, media maven Judith Viorst, who was a fan, told me that if black was what producer David Chase wanted to do, it was all right with her. But that didn't go for a whole lot of people who were left wondering about what happened in that New Jersey diner where the Sopranos were eating. The intensity of feeling from the audience suggested to me that something more than puzzlement over the missing Finnis was involved in the reaction. It was as though the abrupt black screen was a metaphor for a world with too many blackouts. Iraq seems to be threatening to go to black as a Shiite mosque in Samarra is bombed again, and generals with something of an air of desperation ask for still more troops, and the Maliki government is chided for not meeting its political benchmarks. The Palestinian situation seems close to civil war, along with tension with Israel, a situation that seems ripe for blackout. At home, President Bush strives to stave off a blackout of immigration reform. In Britain, in the gathering gloom of his last 2 weeks in office, Prime Minister Tony Blair, that's the other Tony, unleashes an attack on the news media as committed to sensation, shock, and controversy. It is like a feral beast, he says. And finally, in a radio interview on Monday, Dan Rather commented on the sinking ratings for the CBS Evening News, his alma mater. He said that CBS was trying to recover by dumbing it down and tarting it up. Katie Couric did not take kindly to that. Cut a black. Quick! This is Daniel Shore.